Now, Bombulance is the most modern children's ambulance service on the planet. It is the world's first interactive ambulance, purposefully designed for children, with the capacity to operate the latest medical equipment and inter-hospital communication systems. Using the latest technology, Bombulance is an upgraded Mercedes-Benz 519 unit with extras. And they've worked hard to produce a state-of-the-art vehicle where undoubtedly safety is their first priority. But what are the extras? Now, children, if you're listening, and I don't want any of you getting sick, they have a 19-inch LED TV, they've got a PlayStation 4, they have an iPad Air, they have Netflix, Beats. I'm going to stop. I'm going to be looking for the Bumblings next. But they have a fundraiser coming up, and to talk to me about that, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme, live from Dublin, Deirdre Lennon. Deirdre, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I believe you are saturated with rain up there in the nation's capital.
We are indeed, yes. I was down in your lovely city earlier on this morning and you kept all the sunshine and the blue skies, and unfortunately I'm just looking at wet, wet, wet.
Well, of course, you see, there's a reason for that, because you're in the nation's capital, but the sun always shines on the real capital. Isn't that true?
We will agree to disagree, I think, on that one.
Well, I was looking at the BBC last week, and I hate to mention Brexit, but somebody had drawn a line for the border in Ireland, and it ran from Waterford to Ennis. Now, how they figured that out, I don't know, but at least we're down in the real part.
We may just have to rejig that map somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. Well, look, we leave Brexit to the Brexiteers. We're going to talk about Bumblance, and on New Year's Day there was a gathering down in the Nook here in Youghal. A cast of thousands of singers got together, Celtic Invasion, Mark Answer and others, myself included, to raise money for Bumblance. But you have another fundraiser coming in Cork on the 20th of January. We'll talk about that in a moment, but tell me about Bumblance and the impact that it has, the positive impact on the lives of some very sick children out there.
Well, Bumblance came about through a brainchild of Mary and Tony Heffernan, who sadly lost both of their children, not just one, but both of their children to Batten's disease. It's actually Saoirse's anniversary this weekend, so our thoughts are with Mary and Tony this time and at all times. But they wanted to make sure, they had done some trips backwards and forwards, up and down to Dublin and to different hospitals. And it was to make sure that going forward, children could be catered for and looked after. It's a scary thing to get into an ambulance, and you have the sirens and things like that going. But through what we do, is the ambulance doesn't look like an ambulance inside. It doesn't look like an ambulance on the outside. And it has all mod cons to make a child feel relaxed, comfortable. And there are some children who could be in full body cast due to surgery, and they have to lie down. So when they lie down and they look up, the screens are actually built into the ceiling. So they're totally comfortable. And every child who comes on board the Bumblance with the team in Kerry, they receive a lovely backpack. All of the stuff is sponsored. The blankets and the books. And, of course, they get the bumblebee. And the bumblebee is very cleverly designed, as it's got lots of different textures that appeals to all ages and to all children, whether you are some children who have special needs, such as autism or Downs or whatever else, they'd like to play with things. So everything has been made so it's totally inclusive for all children.
Well, let me tell you, Deirdre, now you were saying that it's a scary thing to get into an ambulance, and I happened to be in the back of one just over 2.5 years ago. Let me tell you, there was no Beats headphones, there was no music, there were no DVDs, there was no Wi-Fi, there was no nothing, so I'm kind of jealous.
Well, you're a big boy now, so you should be able to look after yourself. But what we do is, here in Bumblance, we look after every children nationwide, that those that have to go, and it doesn't matter where they're going to, whether they're going to a hospital or, sadly, to a hospice, or to the paediatric treatment centres and respite centres nationwide. We will take care of them and we will make sure that they have a lovely journey to and from wherever they go at whatever time they need it.
And you know, you're absolutely correct. You know, for children, any child going into a hospital setting, it is a scary thing. And the last thing you want them is to be, you know, overly nervous. So giving them a sort of a feel-good atmosphere in Bumblance, you know, will really assist, and it's going to assist the parents as well, because obviously they're going to be worried about their child. But you know, you're really looking after them. It's almost like I hate to say it, a party atmosphere, but it's that sort of a thing that, you know, you don't have to be scared anymore because we're here to look after you.
Exactly, and each of the drivers and who are medically qualified, etc., they always make it easy for the guys. There's Billy and Noel and John and Jim and I'm trying to remember all of them now, but they're always there and they make the journey so comfortable for the kids. They put them at ease. They become their friends more or less because a lot of them could be going backwards and forwards month on month for tests or appointments, and they become their friends and they become kind of part of the family, if you like. So it's just an extension of their own family because it's important that we build the trust with not only the parents, but we build the trust with the child. So the child, when they see Billy or Noel or John or Tom coming towards them, they go, oh, here they go. Yeah, okay, well, we're off again. This is not so bad. And some of the journeys might only be an hour, but some of the journeys could be 4 or 5 hours. And then if children get delayed, they could be getting home at very late hours or they very early start. So if you have an early start with a small child, cranky, you know, we need to find ways of distracting them, so to speak. And that's what the guys on the road do every single day.
And, you know, like with all things, like Bumblance, it relies on the goodwill and the generosity of people out there to keep this service on the road. And I'll go through in a minute, there's a text line and all that for people who wish to donate. But you've got a fundraiser, you've got a walk or a run coming up in Cork on the 20th of January. I'm just looking there. There are two distances. You can choose a 2.5 kilometre or a 5 kilometre along the River Lee in Cork City. Starting from outside Parky Queeve, going towards the Blackrock Observatory.
Sorry, Darry. It's starting outside Mahon Walkway Car Park, beyond Blackrock Castle Observatory.
Right, OK. That's the longer one, is it?
It is, but, you know, you go out if you want to do 1.5, and then you come 1.25, and then you come back, and that's your other 1.25 for the 2.5.
Ah, I see. Right, OK. So tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, it's a walk. It's called to walk, run or roll, and it's an event that's going to be on from 11 o'clock to about 2-3. It can go on. There's no set time. It's take a leisurely stroll, and I've had a quick sneaky peek at the weather forecast. So it looks to be sunny and fresh. Again, maybe a bit like your event and your for the event as the weather is today, and it's open to everybody. So buggies, wheelchairs, prams, you name it. It's for everybody. So you can either take your time, you can run it, practice your racing, you know, your couch to 5K, whatever it is that you need to do. But it's just to get out, bit of fresh air, New Year's resolutions. Everybody's looking to get fit, but why not get fit and try and support the Bumblance services. And we're also trying to, we'll be putting in a new Bumblance that will be servicing Cork very, very soon.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And I have seen the Bumblance up close and personal. It looks absolutely great and the service that is being provided. So it's kicking off at 11 a.m.
That's right.
And people will... Where do you want people to meet?
I want people to meet at the Mahon Walkway Car Park. We'll have a table there for registration. We'll have the Bumblance in attendance also. And we will have our mascot, the Bumblebee, with us. And on our Cork committee, because the Cork committee have been absolutely fantastic, very supportive of all of us. On our Cork committee, we have the Cork Rose. So Tara will be there as well to kick off the proceedings.
And obviously, if people want to get involved, it's €15 for adults, €5 for children, or a family of 2 adults and up to 4 children for €30, which is good value. And I'm delighted that you're including, I mean, you can run, walk, or you can roll, and that includes buggies, or even if you're in a wheelchair, just to come along and be out in the fresh air, meeting other like-minded people. But the most important thing is that the money that you donate is going to put a smile on a lot of sick children out there to make their journey that little bit easier.
Absolutely, and we do appreciate people stepping up, and they can get their tickets on Eventbrite, and we've had quite an interest in it, which is absolutely outstanding, and we are very, very grateful for all of the support that we do receive from everybody everywhere. But as you say, nice day, get out and have a walk, come out and have a walk before your dinner, bit of fresh air, and you can have a chat and maybe meet new people.
Sounds like a great idea. Now, if people want to donate right now, I mean, if you know, if you can get along to it, great. But if you want to donate right now, you can text the word BUZZ, B-U-Z-Z, to 50300. The text costs €4 and Bumlins will receive €3.60 of that. So that's another easy way of donating. But the most important thing is to get out and about on the 20th of January, 11 a.m. at the Mahon Walkway Car Park. The Rose was going to be there, the Cork Rose. I mean, you're going to go and meet her anyway. But you'll meet the Bumblebee, you'll see all the gang, and it'll be a fun walk, a fun run. But the most important thing is, it's to create valuable funds to keep on the great work of Bumblebee.
Indeed, and the children get a chance to have a look inside.
What about the adults? Because we might want the same on ours, you know.
Yes, now you may want to try and sneaky peek, which of course you can go and have a look, but no sneaking on board for a ride. You'll have to go in the bigger ambulances.
Oh, that's not fair. I wanted a spin.
No, our ambulances are for very special children.
Very good, very good. Well, look, Deirdre, it's been an absolute pleasure to catch up with you. And listen, well done on all the great work that you're doing. And of course, we remember Tony and Mary Heffernan on the, you know, the anniversary of Saoirse's passing, which is coming up, and our thoughts are with them. But, you know, we owe them a great debt of gratitude as well on behalf of all the children that have been helped thus far. You know, I know to lose a child is a terrible thing, but to go on and do something in their memory, and to lose two children, but to do it in their memory and to help others, you know, that's hats off to them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are outstanding. They are so, so committed to this, and they have made the charity what it is. And I have to say, hand on heart, that everything, you know, we're associated, and our accounts and everything else are up to date, because I do know that people have, you know, concerns about that as to where the funds go. But to assure everybody that the Saoirse Foundation Bumblebee Children's Ambulance is fully triple locked, as we call it, the Charities Institute. All funds, all monies go directly to the Saoirse Foundation to improve and continue our services.
Fantastic. Well, look, Deirdre, thanks again. And I hope the weather brightens a little bit. I know it's getting dark outside, but hopefully you'll have a bit of sunshine tomorrow. We'll share a bit. We share the love.
Gur Magad.
Tá fáil tú rud, and we'll talk very soon, Deirdre. Take care.
Gur Míle Magad. Slán.
Slán. And there we had Deirdre Lennon, who was with the Bumblebee Service, which is part of the Saoirse Foundation. And if you want to find out more, you can go onto their website, which is bumbulance.com. And if you can't spell it, well, it's B-U-M-B-L-E, Bumble, and then ANCE.com. And there's a whole lot of information there about the great work that they do. But, you know, hats off to them, and especially to Tony and Mary Heffernan, the founders. You know, bad enough to lose one child, but to lose two children to ill health, and then in their memory to set up a service like this. And look, any of us out there that have been in ambulances, they're not the most pleasurable machines to be in. Hats off to the people that work in them, you know, the paramedics and the drivers and all that. But for children, you know, if they're not feeling well, if they're seriously ill, you know, it's great to get their mind off things. And, you know, it's like home away from home if you've got a PlayStation 4, an iPad Air, a Netflix, Beats headphones, music, DVDs, in fact, even Wi-Fi. I don't want to say you'd get sick just to use it, but you know where I'm coming from.